gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walk?
and stop. Keep rocking, kid.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
You know, it's the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. We're back. Oh, how do they do it? How do you do that? That was Hank C. Burnett.
I can play like that. I just don't feel like it.
Spinning rock boogie. I know. Jimmy Bryant and Speedy West, Stratosphere boogie.
Goes out to Whit Smith, wherever he is.
Travis Wammack and the Night Train. Joe Mathis, Water Baby boogie. And we opened up with Billy Muir's Supersonic Guitars and Tiger Guitar.
Wow.
Nice weather for it, eh, Brooch?
Yeah.
Miss Sally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do we have? Well,
Did we bring the hacky sack?
Last show before the marathon, so we got to go for the surefire crowd pleasers. We got we had two requests for it, so we're going to bring back the laughing and crying set, Jailbait Jungle, Hillbilly Hangover, Blues Hangover, all kinds of stupid trash of bomb set, a Vibe Report at 4:30.
Shoot and whatnot.
Requests up the yin yang.
Mm-hmm.
News for Nimrods. Brought to you by Genuine Nimrods.
Excuse me.
and Miss Sally also. And what else have we got? That's it, right? Then we go home. Then we go eat. A good
halting
part of the
caffeinated
show.
Caffeinated
wraps. Yeah.
You know.
And next week starts the Monday starts the WFMU 91.1 fundraising marathon. So in the next 2 weeks, we find out if we can raise money to keep the station afloat, or where do we go to the beach all summer?
If you like us, if you really like us.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's kick it right off.
I feel a lot of love out there.
This was the winner of our Bo Diddley Soundalike contest last year, right? Freddie Cannon.
The stock went way up.
Saint Freddie Cannon.
This is Mad Daddy Giggle on my final show, but don't tune out, because we're not through yet. We haven't done my alphabet, and here we go. Let's scare them to death from A to Z, all in one big breath. Aviating, bobolating, crassivating, dancipating, elevating, fanigating, groovigating, hooperating, idolating, jiggolating, Kool-Aid-a-pating, lollipop-a-rating, motating, noise-making, hoopla-dootivating, pooper-quaking, raking, shaking, taking, ululating, vegulating, wiggolating, x-rating, yo-yo-gating, and zoomerating. Still got breath to say, you're tuned in here on WHK.
Whoa. Now, what you gonna do?
there, look there.
Yeah, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Lordy, look there.
Look there, look there.
Just come down the street.
Just come down the street.
Now, black wavy hair.
Black wavy hair.
Now, what you gonna say if I hold your hand? What you gonna say if I hold your hand? Will you look me in my eyes and say I'm your lover man? Hey, 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 we gonna reel,
gonna
roll,
gonna roll,
gonna dance,
drink,
have the ball. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
About 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard?
Yeah, we're gonna roll.
Yes, we gonna roll.
Yes, we gonna
rock. Yes, we gonna rock.
Yes, we gonna
rock. Yes, we gonna
rock.
Yes, we gonna rock.
And never stop.
And never stop.
With the sex would give up.
This is a hit!
You know that everybody told his mama girl can't dance, she's mine.
Everybody told him not a girl can't dance, she's mine. All mine. You know not everybody. this year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay.
I got a rocket in my pocket and a roll in my wall. Oh, baby, don't fuss me with a North 40 talk. I got a rocket in my pocket and the fuse is lit.
Back in the jungle.
No. Right, it's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was Jimmy Lloyd by request, Rocket in My Pocket. Bunker Hill.
That one goes out to Ted Kennedy.
With Link Ray and his Raymond, Girl Can't Dance, the Carol Brothers, Red Hot, the Drifters, What You Gonna Do, Freddie Cannon, Buzz Buzz a Diddle It, and, well, where are we? Oh, I guess we can renounce what's going on this week.
Well, we took our shoes off.
Okay.
That's what's going on this week?
I'll plug up my nostrils. Screaming Jay Hawkins is at the Lone Star Roadhouse tonight. Laverne Baker, this is the last night. I got lots of good reports on that. Matt Barton said it was really great.
What, Laverne Baker or Screaming?
Yeah, Laverne Baker tonight at the Village Gate. The Pussy Willows at Beowulf.
Beowulf.
The World Famous Blue Jays and Go to Blazes. That's also tonight. The World Famous Blue Jays and Go to Blazes Wednesday at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Dash Rip Rock at Maxwell's next Thursday. That's all I know about. And here now, the news. Kids? Anybody awake?
Who's starting?
You are.
Purloined poop. Nearly 2 tons of elephant manure was stolen from Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Police blamed it on April Fool's Day, but the circus wasn't laughing. Whoever did this shouldn't be hard to find, said circus marketing manager Joseph Gold. I told the police...
Follow your nose.
Hey, how'd you know that's what I was going to say?
I don't know.
That's where Gold ran into problems when he tried to report the theft to the police. They refused to follow up the case. They told me they weren't about to get suckered into an April Fool's joke, explained Gold, standing upwind from 2 dozen bags of dung that the robbers hadn't managed to cart off. I assured them that we consider this a serious matter.
As do we here at Radio Hound.
Why do they want it back?
The circus lost between 80% and 90% of the 2 tons of dung it planned to distribute to farmers and gardeners. They were unable to put a dollar value on the manure, but claimed it's worth its weight in gold. This manure makes cucumbers the size of watermelons and peaches the size of beach balls. This stuff is great. We're going to go ahead with the giveaway, but obviously it won't be the attraction it once was. But there is a bright spot. Guess what it is?
Nobody stole the urine?
At least it's not something we can't replace, said Gold, gesturing toward the elephant tent. They're in there making more right now.
Good elephants.
Oh, boy. Well, from the party ninja desk, a man turned down for a dance at a Cambodian refugee camp threw explosives into the dancing crowd, killing 20 people and injuring many others. The attack came during a concert and dance at the Site 2 refugee camp Thursday to mark the close of training for Cambodian police. Said Sergeant Major Narit Santry of the Thai police. A Cambodian man whose name was not known asked to dance with a woman but was refused. Incensed, the man tossed the explosives into the crowd of people dancing, killing 13 instantly. 7 others died at the camp hospital.
Soul brother of the Happy Land guy?
There it is.
It must be the phase of the moon, but the Orientals are a little sensitive.
Everybody's a little sensitive.
Did you catch those guys, the Vietnamese guys in, was it San Diego?
Running the gauntlet of you know, 11 people with their wrists tied with speaker cord.
Yeah, and they had
all of them.
They had no demands. They kidnapped a bunch of people, and then they didn't know what to do with them. Boy, really, kids.
They figured out what to do with them.
Yeah, right. Well, I think only one of them lived through it. Right, one of the actual
terroristas.
Yeah, whatever you call them.
Uh-huh.
Jeepers. Anyway. Yeah, well, we have a choice as what we can do now. We can do Blues Hangover or Hillbilly Hangover.
Hillbilly.
Blues.
Ladies choice. What do we got queued up? We got Warren Smith, I believe. Rick Quine said, well, we don't play any Warren Smith on your show. I don't know. Nobody ever asked me to. Here we go.
Until now.
I've been gone. A long tall man with a red coat on. Good for nothing, baby, you've been doing me wrong. Oh, you've been loving since I've been gone. Oh, you've been loving since I've been gone. Who's been playing around with you? A real cool cat with eyes of blue. Trifling, baby, all you've been through.
Smiley, you say you see all those bills piling up and the boss just moved a big Univac machine right next to your desk? And you took a bite on a corn on a cob and 3 of your front teeth fell out? And you find out the guy you sublet your apartment to illegally holds a record hop every night at midnight? and you turn the corner and your umbrella flies up in the air and you're still hanging on. Hello there, Pittsburgh. Is that what's plaguing you, Smiley?
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. But I don't want to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better on the streets of Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Francisco. Spent a night there in the can. They threw this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. I left him my watch and my old house key. I don't like folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as he was sleeping, and I headed out for Bakersfield. You don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you care less how I feel. How many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that sit and judge me off the streets of Bakersfield?
Say there, Bubbles. You say you're dying for a smoke, you put 30 cents in a machine, and a hot chocolate comes out all over your shoes. And your picture tube just blew out. And you called a TV repairman, and he charges you $25 just for answering your phone. And you just got called for jury duty at your own trial. And you got a reserved seat in the first row all the way on the end for a big Cinerama movie. And you just pulled a ripcord and your parachute fails to open. Hello there, Pittsburgh. Is that what's bugging you, Bubbles?
Well, you come home feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on telling you, I'll tell you some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't wanna be a sot, you better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a slot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for you running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water, Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot, you better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
Hi there, Roomie. You say you and your wife go to the movies and your babysitter's sitting right in front of you? And you're loaded up with packages and you just missed your bus after a half-mile run in a heavy tweed suit? And you open up a cheese sandwich and 1,000 Lego walks off it? And your wife's sister always seems to be beckoning to you? And you just found out there's a man with a gun in your bedroom? And you look out of the window of your airplane and you notice the pilot's out on the wing and he seems to be fixing something? Is that what's troubling you, Roomie?
Start a playing around. Your baby's gonna tear your playhouse down. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You'll be moaning and a groaning, Lord. You better keep it on your mind. Now wrong is wrong and right is right. If you make a snake mad, he's sure gonna bite. You better keep on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
I've had it proven to me, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Every fuss with a woman's got the same old end. I don't believe the good Lord meant for a man to win. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind. You better keep it on your mind. If you make your baby mad and she says goodbye, there ain't a thing you can do but sit at home and cry. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better call her sweet mama, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If the judge says pair $40 a week, you dig up the money or you work the street. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
When you're wearing striped breeches, son, it's gonna stay on your mind. So kiss her every morning and love her every night. Boy, you can't win no matter if you're right. You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better keep it on your mind
all the time.
You better heed this warning, Lord. You better keep it on your mind.
Hiya, Funky. You say you're opening a bottle of wine and the cork splits in 1,000 pieces? And everyone's spitting them out all through dinner. And you got a seat in the first row all the way on the end for a Bible spectacle. And you just got a Dear John letter. You ain't even in the army. And you put a transistor plug in your ear and you can't get it out. And the volume's stuck on the U.S. Marine Band playing Lady of Spain, I Adore You. Is that what's driving you out of your ever-loving today, Booby?
Tonight I'm sending you alone. My baby, she left me and gone. And that's why I'm all alone. You know, sometimes I wonder why she never left me. And sometimes I wonder why she's gone. God's how the time flies when the one you love's gone. Darling, I want you to know that I still love you. And I hope you hear this song, because I want you to know that I still have the picture that you gave me. And each night I take a walk. I walk alone. I pretend that I'm holding your hand. But I know it's wrong. Cause, darling, honey, I miss you so. You know, I wonder why the stars keep shining. I wonder why the moon's shining above. But I guess I'll never know. Cause my world's ending. Now you're gone. I look up at the stars as I walk along. And I think of you in days of long ago. So, darling, if you hear my song, please drop me a line to say hello. It'll make me happy to know that you still care.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, that's today's Hillbilly Hangover. This is The Hound, and it's WFMU East Orange. Hazel Atkins, I'm alone.
Lonesome, blue, and crazy.
He records in his kitchen. That's why you heard the bacon frying in the background there. What else do we hear? Hank Williams, Keep It On Your Mind.
Lonesome, blue, and dead.
Yeah, old sorry ass himself. If you make a dog mad, he's sure gonna bite. Keep it on your mind. Johnny Cash, Leave That Junk Alone by request. Buck Owens, Streets of Bakersfield, and we opened up with Warren Smith, Red Cadillac, and a Black Mustache. And getting back to the news, you know, our front runner for the 1991 Media Star of the Year, I know it's only
it's only
April. Well, I think we're in second, but definitely Danny Bonaduce, formerly of the Partridge Family.
Oh, yeah. This
boy,
is good.
What a guy. Danny Bonaduce, one of the child stars of the popular 1970s TV show The Partridge Family, has been arrested for... Remember, he got shocked a couple of weeks ago. He's working as a DJ in out in Phoenix, Arizona. He got a bad electrical shock in some kind of like Saddam Hussein throwing balls in his face. Anyway, so this week he gets arrested for beating and robbing a transvestite prostitute in Phoenix, Arizona. Bonaduce, age 31, a disc jockey at KKFR.
Not for long.
Yeah, was placed on administrative leave yesterday pending an investigation to determine whether he violated his contract.
There's a specific contractual stipulation that says that...
Well, my contract here says I cannot beat or rob a transvestite in Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Bonaduce was arrested Sunday after officers found him hiding in a closet. I guess he's out of it now. The former child star was booked for investigation of felony, flight, aggravated assault, and strong-armed robbery, released on a $8,400 bail. Bonaduce met the 24-year-old prostitute at an intersection near his home. Authorities said the victim suffered a broken nose and a cut on his face. An officer who arrived on the scene saw Bonaduce driving away, and him and other officers followed him home. In March of 1990, he pleaded no contest in Daytona Beach, Florida, to a cocaine charge. And he was sentenced to 15 months probation and community service. Oh, a cute little picture of the little guy.
He made a videotape that morning with his wife. And you should have seen his face was all beat up and everything. And he had his wife sitting there, yeah, and he had his arm around her. And she was going, Danny would never do anything like that. And
Danny
he said,
wouldn't. Reuben might.
I really can't say anything at all till I get my lawyer. I can say is that being on camera is easy for me, but being off camera is really hard.
So
being
true,
a child,
folks.
They should make more provisions for child stars.
Same for us, folks, except substitute the word microphone for camera. Well, the nice thing is that you know he can fall back ultimately if he does lose his job on playing bass like he did on TV.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he might get a job on L.A. Law like that. What's her face, huh?
Yeah.
What else is in the news?
Jet annex land top government aide in trouble. Defense Department employee with a top security clearance was arrested yesterday and charged with urinating on passengers, including a 2-year-old, aboard an international flight last month. How come I always get that?
Get what?
Oh, boy. Abdul Qayyum Quraishi, 52, of Bayonne, New Jersey, was charged with assault in the bizarre incident aboard United Flight
Alias
800.
Alias Squirty.
Yeah, really. Leaky United Flight 800 from Tokyo to Kennedy Airport. His lawyer said, quote, it's totally out of character, and his client was apparently, quote, brought on from having drunk too much alcohol. It's hard to believe.
Yeah, evidently he never pees on anybody under the age of 7.
Well, he allegedly got up and walked down the aisle during this flight, stopped in front of a Chinese mother and her 2-year-old daughter, and then urinated on them. Despite continuing pleas to cease such behavior, Mr. Quraishi continued urinating, a spokesman from the airline said. Two other passengers who tried to come to the rescue, to the couple's rescue, were also assaulted until the crew and passengers finally were able to restrain this nut. His lawyer said the Defense Department employee traveled monthly around the world on classified business for the government and is, quote, under security orders not to release, end quote, his next assignment.
Now it all makes sense. He works for the government.
Yeah.
Well,
him and Danny.
Yeah, he went wild.
He can't release his next assignment because that's number 2. Oh, boy.
Well, a daredevil
men.
Norwegian guy slid down a ski slope while lying on a bed of nails.
Cool.
He claimed to have survived the run without suffering a puncture. Notice I'm not saying his name because I cannot pronounce it. I think it's something like Svingen.
We'll be brave. I was with this guy.
He removed his shirt and lay on the bed of 276-inch nails mounted on skis. He then slid 500 yards down the children's hill of a ski run in southern Norway.
Children's hill, wimp.
I am no masochist, Svingen told the Dagbladet newspaper. Abroad, I am treated like a big entertainer. Here at home, I'm seen as a half-wit.
Poor guy. You see any of the exorcism last night on TV,
Bruce?
Oh,
boy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointing. It looked like a bad hound show.
Dennis, one of those real
that must be really
ones.
Bad.
Father Den.
Yeah. Den is Father A. I guess Father D. You know, it was useless. It was stupid. It was really pathetic. The Catholic Church going, well, they wanted to publicize this so people would know that evil does exist on the world.
Then they tell you what kind of antipsychotic drugs they had to put her on afterwards for the next 2 years.
Like after seeing a Thailand guy cap 7 people in a row, I need to, like,
be told
legitimate proof that the devil is alive on earth.
Mm-hmm. That there's evil in the world.
Holy moly.
Would have never guessed that one on our own. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. And, well,
what?
Oh, I know what I got queued up. Thunderbird by Hal Page and the Wailers.
This is a hit!
Oom-gawa!
Oom-gawa!
Oom-gawa twist! Well, you take your right hand and you grab your left wrist, put them over your hip, and it goes like this. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa twist. Oom-gawa, 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 oom-gawa twist. Oom-gawa, 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 oom-gawa twist. You shake it to the left, you shake it to the right, you shake it all day and you shake it all night. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa twist. You shake it to the east, you turn to the west, you twist to the one that you love the best. You twist in the day, you twist in the night, and then you'll be twisting for the rest. Take your right hand and you grab your left wrist, put them over your head and it goes like this. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa twist. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa, oom-gawa. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa, you. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa twist. Oom-gawa, oom-gawa.
Hello, folks. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, and you're listening to The Hound, WFMU, East Orange, 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
Standing on the corner at the sure is fine.
What you say, boy?
Standing on the corner at the sure is fine.
What you say, boy?
What's he doing? Standing on the corner and she sure is fine.
Baby,
blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
We didn't offend anybody.
Oh, Ellie Major Harley, child, I've been looking for you. Oh, what now on earth, child, am I going to do? Oh, please, oh, please come. Please come back me. Now, now, Ellie Mae, oh, please come here and thank me. Oh, child, now, by my hand, God, you teach me, love me now, make me please understand. Oh, please, oh, please come, oh, please come back to me.
Peace in my mind.
If you only come
Don't you know how to make? Don't you know how I miss you so? Oh, please come back to me. Anime.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
You get up in the morning and you dress like you're going to school. When you get around the corner, your boyfriend is waiting on you. He picked you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa, you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. Gonna be mad, I'm gonna tell them everything you do. You see, honey, he's making a fool out of you. He pick you up, honey, in his fine car. But I'm gonna tell your ma and pa, you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school. One day, baby, I know you'll be grateful to me. When you graduate, honey, you'll be happy as you can be. You can't graduate riding in his car, so I'm gonna tell your ma and pa you're playing hooky. You're playing hooky from school.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right on, right on. It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Lonesome Sun down there, you're playing hooky. Counting backwards, Slick Gibson and the Spiders with Etta May. The Falcons and Sent Up. That's a Teddy Kennedy special. We'll get into that in a minute. The Midnighters, What Is This I See? The Ravens, Ungawa Twist, request item there.
Isn't that Ungawa Twist?
Twist. Yeah. And Hal Page and the Wailers, Thunderbird. How about those Kennedys?
They're hump happy, man. I remember those people from Virginia. They lived on the other side of town. They get compounds everywhere they go.
Yeah, they don't have houses. They have compounds.
Well, soda cracker Joe Kennedy was sort of that unique thing in this world, an Irish Nazi.
Yeah.
But, I mean, their kids are just relentless. They're those types of kids that you know in school, they're like, they're always, like, giving wedgies and, rubbing themselves and running around and stuff like that. They really do think the world has kind of spread its legs for them.
Well, I think what they should really do is, in these various Kennedy compounds, is they should start piping, like, some saltpeter into the water.
Yeah, it could
because
hurt.
They just, they're not like, it's not like they have bad intentions. They just cannot help themselves. They just... They get an erection and it points in a direction and they can't help themselves. They're just gonna follow it to whatever it leads them and they get in all kinds of trouble. And
they're hump happy.
So sorry for them.
I don't feel sorry for them. I'm just saying they should do something about it. There's not many liberal politicians in the world. We gotta save the few idiots we have. Anyway. How about the Reagan rape story? What do you think of that one? I got it here somewhere. Okay. And what a picture of this girl. Celine Walters claims that right before, I guess this was in the 1951, she met Ronald Reagan at Slapsy Maxie's, the famed Hollywood night spot. And she's telling her story now, of course, 50 years later. I don't know why. But she said she had a big pounding at her door. The uninvited visitor was Ronald Reagan, then president of the Screen Actors Guild. Reluctantly, the young starlet let the famous actor into her house. This wasn't what I had in mind with Ronald Reagan, Walter said. I wanted to go out with him to the Macambo, to those places you went with dates in those days. But soon the battle of the couch started. I said, "Listen, stop. That's not what I want." He was really forceful, you know. He's very tall and very strong. I was very lightweight. It was just a battle, and I'm sorry to say I lost. It was absolutely against my will, and it was all over in 2 minutes.
Presidential date rape.
Oh, is that the one that was equating the sex and power equals whatever?
No, that's another one.
But the other thing that's come out, I guess this, boy, I can't wait for the Kitty Kelly, Nancy Reagan book, which I guess comes out next week or 2 weeks from now. But there's also
a sneak in Doonesbury.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, her and Frank Sinatra had a White House affair. The idea of it.
God, those legs in the air.
I just cannot see
the
Nancy's
Stepford wife.
I can't see Nancy's legs up in the air. Mm. I'm sorry. I just can't picture it in my mind. Especially with
Scaly Hole.
Frank and Fran down there. Earl, you think he went down on her? Earl.
Got any records, Jim?
No answer.
Oh. I know.
Well, I can speculate on that for the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah,
huh?
That should prevent
Frank
you from making
and
any
Nancy.
Mistakes this evening.
Anyway, well, let's do Blues Hangover and get it out of the way before the vibe comes in. Kick it off with Elmo James, 12-year-old boy. I feel my favorite opening lines in a song ever.
Of the Big Bill Collins Show will be brought to you by H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street. H&A Restaurant wants Big Bill to tell you about the food they serve. On a Sunday, they have roast chicken and dressing, turkey wing and dressing, with homemade rolls. And I mean they are homemade. We serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. baby beef liver, neck bone, and also black-eyed peas on Monday. We are closed on Tuesday. Wednesday is beef stew, beans and rice day, chicken and dumpling, and ham hocks every Thursday. Friday is fish day. Saturday we serve steaks, pork chop, and also chillings. And don't forget, we serve breakfast every morning from 4 a.m. to 12 noon. That's at H&H Restaurant, the home of the biscuit, folks. Reason why I said the home of the biscuit for? Mr. Brooks be walking around there all day long with the biscuits in each hand. Like I said, that's H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street, the home of the biscuit, folks. If you don't hear about that early this morning, you won't have no biscuit. Call Mr. Brooks, be on, eat them all up. That young man, like I said, eat all day long. That's at H&A Restaurant, located at 422 East on 63rd Street.
Mama, mama, please talk to your daughter about me. Mama, mama, please talk to your daughter about me. She a mean, mean lover, and I ain't gonna leave her be. You should talk to your daughter. You should talk to your daughter. You should talk to your daughter.
Sponsors a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Everybody's wondering why they call me TV Slim. I wrote this little ditty for the girl. Acquainted with him. I'm a TV man and I work every day. Your TV need fixing? Bring it down my way. I want to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man. Don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. Lady called me the other day on the outskirts of town. Said she had a picture, but she didn't have no sound. When I got there and I walked in the door, I began to work on that set, right on the floor. I want to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man, don't want him. my shop the other day. Just my luck. Said some other man messed the TV up. She wanted to sell it for what she could get. Somebody had put a bad part in that TV set. I want to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can. You got a man. Don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. Lady stopped the other day. I was in a parking lot. Said his TV played okay, but it runs too hot. Now, I spoke to call me, but she haven't called me yet. People's eyes specialize in them kind of sets. I want to be your TV man. I won't try to fix it if I can. You got a man. Don't want him. You just call on TV Slim. My shop's on the corner, 6 miles. I do guaranteed work anywhere in town. I works by myself. See, I can't afford no help. You got one of them big TVs, call somebody else. Wants to be your TV man. I'll try to fix it if I can.
Girls, this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Watch out, man. I got the gangster blues. Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. No, you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangsta. I got the gangsta. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? I'm gonna tie your feet so you can't walk. Fix your mouth so you can't talk. I got the gangsta. I got the gangsta. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Take you out for a little easy ride. Drop you all by the riverside. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Last night, but I caught you kissing my wife. I know you know I'm gonna take your life. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues, don't you know, man, don't you know. Take a job. Yes, yes. Man, you know I'm loading my 44 now. Watch out, man, don't let him get away. Ow! I'm gonna let you down before you bear in mind. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. I got the gangsta blues. Don't you know, man? Don't you know? Bother nobody else,
wife. Take one, Little Lonesome by Little Motherfucker Waller.
Gonna let me
hear the cry. No, I love her. No, she's mine as I. 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 Came home this morning about 4:30. Found that note lying on my floor. Don't know. Heard some bad talk. Something that you said. Something that you said. Something that you said. Come on back, baby. Honey, please don't go. Well, I love you. You'll never know. You'll never know. You'll never know. My kind of baby, you know it so. I have to tell you, you know it ain't no joke. No, it ain't no joke.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Wait, where are we? Oh, my God. Anyway, that was today's Blues Hangover. Where's my chickens? And I think it's time for the Vibe Report. If I can remember how to do this. Can somebody please roll the echo? Where are we? Oh, yeah, I got to pick this one up. Yeah, hey, you there, Roscoe?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's true.
You know, I'm still learning how to do the old way back again on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on?
You got my music on?
Hear it?
Oh, I can't hear it, but I'm...
Yeah, I'll put my headphones up to the mic. Like that?
Oh, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Great.
So what's going on?
It's good to know that it's there.
Yes.
Well, I'm up in my studio cutting some metal on Warner today.
Uh-oh.
Here, I'll put my headphones up to the TV.
Cool.
There you go. Warner's doing...
Kind of a southern boogie metal.
I can solo up the bass. Can you kind of hear that?
Yeah, that's a bass, all right.
There will be no eighth notes unplayed.
No grace notes, no eighth notes. Nothing that sounds happy, please.
Actually, it's nothing but eighth notes. Eighth notes and nothing but eighth notes. That's kind of today's vibe.
Hey, before I forget it, I got this thing queued up by Hank Rotten Jr., Dope Addict. Is there a curse word on there or not? I
what,
tried to listen to it.
With my butt to the wall?
No, the one before that Dope Addict one. There's no curse words on that, is there?
I don't think so.
I listened to it real fast, and I'm trying to pay attention. I didn't hear one. Okay.
Nothing that any self-respecting water skier would get offended by.
Yeah. So that's the vibe today, is no eighth notes?
Oh, no, all eighth notes. Nothing but eighth notes.
All eighth notes?
Who's out there?
Bruce and Sally.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hi, Roscoe.
Let's go.
Hi, Bruce
kind
and Sally.
Kind of a dueling...
Hey, I heard about those turkey sloppy joes.
I can't hear anything if that was directed towards me.
Yeah, it was. You can't hear that?
No.
That's unfortunate.
Last week it worked. This week it doesn't. Try it again.
Well, last week I had the...
The radio
going there.
Oh, yeah. Well, the only one mic, I think, is plugged in here. But, you know, we were discussing this last night, this being that funny time of year, about, you know, the theory of you shouldn't have done it. You there, Roscoe?
Yes, I am.
And
hold on a second. This is ridiculous.
Aren't you call waiting?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, well, like I was saying,
Buffer's coming over the phone.
The theory of you shouldn't have done it, because we've been... all kinds of people getting in our faces now, you know, that the winter's over and all of a sudden they're out there, out of their houses. And
that was my sister.
Oh.
That's this.
So, you shouldn't have done it.
Right, the theory, like, all the, we know, you've run into it, I've run into it, I guess Bruce has, no, sides, people just getting in our faces for no reason, being stupid. And every couple of years, you know, you gotta haul off and belt somebody to let the rest of the world know to leave you alone.
Sort of keep the threat alive.
Yeah.
Some things you just can't talk your way out of.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes an apology is not enough. You know, it doesn't give a person enough satisfaction.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
You know, just, you shouldn't have done it.
You shouldn't have done it. You know, like, it, you know, that's the thing, that's all you need to say before you let it fly. You know, it's like, okay, you know, so you've talked your way out of stupid things that you've done to people for years and years, but every once in a while, there's an uncompromising soul that just decides that they must deliver a little bit of their own justice.
Right, so...
Or discipline, as it may be.
Yeah, so I think, we just have to clean house a little bit for, you know, and then people leave us alone for a couple more years.
The only thing about it is the adult thing is that, you know, sometimes you can get popped for that, you know?
Well, it's New York City. You really got to kill somebody to go to jail.
Yeah, well,
where we live.
Not really.
Yeah, well, I mean, for any more than a couple of nights.
Yeah, but even a couple of nights is no fun.
No, but it's something, you know.
It's okay if you're wearing cowboy boots because they don't make you take out the laces of your shoes.
Right. But I think what you can do is just make, you know, you just got to do it without the witnesses around that. It's like your word against his. Or carry a weapon and plant it on him. He tried to mug me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's always a good one.
Or maybe a dime of garbage head.
Yeah, right.
You punch the guy and stick it in his pocket, and then go get the cops yourself.
Officer, he's a drug addict, and he got on my case.
I didn't hear that one, but it was good, probably.
Yeah, it was a Bruce one. God, I wish they'd get this. I wish they'd get the Comrex down here. You know, they got us broadcasting from the bunker in preparation for the marathon.
Let me see.
What were you thinking? Let me see if I can guess what he was thinking. He was thinking about food.
I was thinking that maybe we could get Charlie D to help us with the Comrex loan thing.
Anyway, let me tell you what we heard in our Blues Hangover, because the vibe got here just as we were ending. We heard, counting backwards, it was Little Walter, Hate to See You Go by request. Eddie Burns,
Little Walter.
Gangster Blues, TV Slim and TV Man, J.B. Lenoir, my favorite guitar solo of all time, Mama Talk to Your Daughter. And we opened it up with Elmore James and the 12-year-old boy. And,
what does this all mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it means we go into our VOM set.
About
and keeping with
soon to be your VOM
keeping
set.
With the thought of you shouldn't have done it, send this one out to the deserving few who are going to get it. Earl Benson is Valiance.
remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Thank you. and bow just back and all. Now, honey, I just, honey, I just can't keep crying. What do you think?
Doug Sum, and you listen to The Hound.
Woo!
WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that was the Vom set. This week featuring Hank Rotten Jr., Dope Addict.
The one and only.
Rocky Erickson, Two-Headed Dog. Sorry about messing up all those cues, but it takes me a while to build up my lightning reflexes to do 12 things at once, and they put you in a new spot, and it takes a while. Rocky Erickson, Two-Headed Dog, Doug Somm, Baby, What's on Your Mind? Send that one out to Bikini Girl. A-Bone, Shamrock. Bruce.
What?
You sounded particularly fine on that number.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Earl Vince and the Valiants, Someone's Gonna Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight. And there we go. Okay. Back to the news desk.
Shazam.
Anyway, we got anything from the sex desk?
I've got the triple madcap sexual encounters desk ready.
You've been hanging out with the Kennedy family?
No.
No, good.
Because I don't choose to.
They called, but you were busy with the hound.
Okay. Researchers at three universities reported in December that they had resolved a 100-year-old medical mystery about the suspected link between men's eating of frogs' legs and developing... Bruce, how do I say this?
Sperm.
Priapism?
Priapism, I guess.
Which is the prolonged penile erection. This is why this happens. Frogs eat beetles that have high levels of a drug that I can't pronounce in it, known as Spanish fly, and that has been associated with priapism. So I hope everyone's
frogs like
questions are answered about that.
No, but why is it that they taste like chicken?
Because girls are called chicks? I don't know. Co-eds stocking up to nail toe lick prowler. Some female students at San Francisco State University have armed themselves against a midnight prowler dubbed the toe licker. Some residents of the only dormitory affected say they have stocked up on baseball bats, bottles, and other weapons. The assailant, believed to be about 20 years old, on two consecutive weekends in September, entered dormitory rooms, lifted the covers from women's beds, and licked their toes. The prowler reappeared...
I hate when that happens.
...without any suggestion of consent whatsoever.
The prowler reappeared in four rooms Sunday, but the attacks were thwarted when women chased him from the building. University officials are extremely concerned.
I'll bet.
Okay, are you ready for number three?
Yes.
The guy with the athletes.
Triple header.
Age-old woes kill sex case against sisters. Two sisters accused of engaging in prostitution with men at a senior citizen's apartment building were acquitted after two witnesses died and a third had trouble with his memory. A Crawford County jury deliberated 42 minutes before finding the women innocent. One elderly man who allegedly paid for sex died 2 days before the trial, and another senior citizen considered a key witness died 5 days earlier. Herman Klassen, age 82, admitted that he had trouble hearing, seeing, and hearing.
And remembering what he just said.
Testified that he could not remember key details, including his having been charged with being a party to prostitution.
Should run him for president.
So there you go. You got the erections, you got the toe licking, and sex at age 82.
Well.
Take five.
Plus.
Yeah. I have nothing,
you can remember.
I have nothing to add that except, speaking of frogs, though, a French court has barred a woman from access to her dead husband's frozen sperm.
Mm.
Don't ask why, because I don't want to read it. All right, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound, and pulling into our final hour, what do we got? Oh, our set of, what are we dubbing this? I think I'm calling it the Male Hysteria set. As experienced in music. I'm going to kick it off.
The Mrs. Freud set.
One of my very favorites, the Diablos.
I won't. in your heart. And I want to know, do you still need me as you did before? Yeah, I want to know, do you ever think about me, baby? Lay your head on your pillow, and I'm not there to hold you. I want to know, darling, I'd like to know, do you ever think about me when you lay your head on your pillow at night and there's nobody to talk to you? I'd like to know. And when you're all alone and thinking of nothing, I'd like to know if I come into your mind just now and then, a little while.
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Blue, but tears are showing
The laugh in his blue that keeps me going. Foolish, you smart, playing a part, laughing to hide a crying heart. Foolish, you smart, playing a part, loving to hide a crying heart, crying heart.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
You're gone and left with my best friend. Well, I don't worry, honey. I'm glad you're gone. I'm laughing on the outside. Do you hear me, baby? Yes, I'm laughing on the outside. Baby, I'm just laughing all the while. I'm laughing on the outside, but crying on the inside day by day. Brought my buddy in my home, told you to treat him like a king. But baby, when my back was turned, you gave him all, everything. Now he's in stone, the woman I love and gone. Yeah, honey, I'm laughing. I'm laughing on the outside. Listen, do you remember? I found you wandering around a cold, cold night in the streets, baby. Why, you didn't have clothes to wear. You didn't even have money to buy food. Nowhere to lay your pretty head. I took you in, remember? I took you in and gave you a place to stay. Money in your pocketbook, clothes to wear. And now you're gone, deserted me, and left with the best friend I had in the world. What a laugh. What a laugh.
Oh, love is just a gamble. I played a losing hand. Now I lost all your loving, baby, to some other man. I hope you'll break your heart, baby. Oh, just as you broke mine. I'm laughing on the outside. Oh, laughing on the outside.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
You know I love you. You know I
that cat comes on like Godzilla.
They laughed at me when I said I love you so. And you told all your friends, go and see this fool. And they laughed at me when I said I need you so.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there you go. A little
crying on the inside, crying on the outside.
Jackie and the Starlights, they laughed at me. Jumpin' Jay, come on home. Roy Brown, laughing but crying. The Dewdroppers, laughing blues. The Diablos, I want to know. And just remember, you guys asked for that one, so don't bitch about it. I know it was pretty hard to take, but...
We cry, and yet we cry.
Anyway, what else is happening? Follow-up story. On the bunny hunt from last week. I know you're all dying for this. The final tally, farmers got 4,102 of the little bunnies on the Easter bunny shoot, which took place in Alexandra, New Zealand last Sunday.
How many farmers did the bunnies get?
None. Everyone was out hunting through the night. You would have sworn it was the Mideast. There was gunfire everywhere. 130 hunters and 11 teams competed for 28 hours. The prize was $290 and a stuffed bunny. One spokesperson said the shoot wouldn't even make a dent in the heavy rabbit population, so they're going to keep it going indefinitely. What else has happened? Oh,
hi.
Let's see. through the renouncements, that there is that the Pussy Willows thing. That starts really early because Beowulf, they clear the club at midnight and have private parties that nobody we know ever gets invited to. So figure like 11 or so. Abel's went on 11, right, when they played at that place.
I think the Vacant Lot will be going on right around 9:30 and the Pussy Willows around 10:30 or 11.
Yeah. Laverne Baker is tonight at the Village Gate. That's the last night for that.
Supposed to be good.
Good reports. Yeah. Somebody called since Screaming Jay Hawkins was really great at the Lone Star
somebody
last night. So, no, nobody ever knew. But take his word for it. Mm. I've seen Screaming Jay be great. He's up there again tonight. Then there's Roscoe is going to be playing with the Blue Jays Wednesday at the Lone Star Cafe. Dash Rip Rock Maxwell's Thursday. That's it for announcements. Any other news?
No.
No. All right. Well, let's get some more of these, bring out the greatest hits. Get the requests out of the way. Get everybody excited for the marathon, except everyone's out in the sun getting a tan.
Well, hopefully they brought their portable radios with them.
You know, everybody likes this one, Rumble Rock.
I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down.
Hey, let's do the Cherokee dance. Dance so wild and pinball man. I take three steps forward and bow your head. Dance until your face turns red. Grab your girl and spin around. Take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. I take three steps forward and bow your head. By this tiny face is red. Grab your girl and spin around. I take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, I dance all around to this crazy beat. Now
that's doing the Cherokee dance.
Hey, one, two, one, two.
Let's get ready to romance.
Hey, one, two, one, two.
Take three steps forward and rub her head.
Hey, one, two, one, two.
Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid.
Hey, one, two, one, two.
Grab her again and spin her around.
Hey, one, two, one, two.
Take three steps back and then squat out. On your feet, dance all around to this crazy beat. Take three steps forward and bow your head. Tell her she's nice, don't be afraid. Grab her again and spin around. Take three steps back and then squat out. As you straighten up on your feet, kiss your babe on this last beat.
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Big legged woman, keep your dresses down. Got something, baby, that'll make a bulldog hug a hound. Big leg, mama. Keep your dresses down, y'all. I swear, honey, you got something up under there. Like she rolled her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you? Got to have some more big leg, mama. Ooh, keep your dresses down. Don't stop me now, mama. You got something, baby. Make a bulldog hug a hound. Something talking about a bed in my bottom dollar. There ain't a cherry in this house. Big leg, mama, keep your dresses down. Cause when I start drilling on you, baby, you're gonna lose your nightgown.
Put that small mind to some constructive use.
My name.
mama, little love is my only plea.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, I don't give a shit.
Well, I was strolling downtown. I had nothing to do in my broad brim hat and my chartreuse shoes. Standing on the corner of a busy street, everybody kept on looking at me. Sunglasses after dark. Oh yeah. Hell, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses after dark. Hell, I went out last Friday night. I got myself in a big street fight. Everybody's getting hooked, including me, cause there wasn't every one of us that could see me was wearing sunglasses after dark. Oh yeah. Hell, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses after dark. I was down in a honky tonk with my sweet son. Ding dong, daddy, not smacking to me. I could hardly make him out. The light was so dim. Seen what is wrong with him. He was wearing sunglasses after dark. Oh yeah. Well, he really looked sharp wearing sunglasses after dark. Now listen to me, cats, from coast to coast. If you want all the girlies to dig you the most, get on the bandwagon, join the parade. Go on down and get you some shade. I'm wearing sunglasses after dark. Wearing sunglasses after dark. Well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses after dark. Well, you really look sharp wearing sunglasses after dark.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
You know why I do that? Because so other radio stations can't tape the records and play them without having a bunch of echo over the very end of it. How come your mic isn't your mic doesn't seem to be working at all now? What else could possibly be wrong? Well, it was working at some point.
I'm sure it'll work again sometime in the future.
Yeah, you know, I have nothing to say. Let's just go right into our jailbait jungle music with Roosevelt Sykes. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. We're going back outside to soak up some rays.
Well, she looks so fine, all dressed up in plaid. Lord, the making love, she gone raving mad, but she's jailbait, a San Quentin quail. Better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Well, she's softer than any cotton ever comes out of a field. She'd rather make love and to eat a decent meal, but she jailbait, a San Quentin quail. You better let that young girl alone before you land in jail. Go ahead on. What I like about that dame, she can give a whole lot of loving, and she ain't ashamed, but she's jailbait, a sad dark and she wears a sloppy joe. She starts a dance and she don't want to let you go. But she'll be a sad weapon queen. You better let that young girl alone before you lands in jail. Well, she don't run around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. She's the type of girl most of the men would like to marry, but she'll be a San Quentin queen. You better let that young girl alone before you wind up in jail.
That chick's too young to fry.
Vicky March, the babysitter.
Jailbait babysitter. She knows how to take care of you. What she'll do for you can get you 25 long years.
And the thrill when you're near me.
My baby.
As our love may grow, it will hurt me, I know. For our love can never be.
Oh.
Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad. But what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh,
oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me. I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh,
I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a pretty baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
17.
You're 17?
She's underage, illegal, and she's in your bedroom. Jailbait babysitter. Your wildest fantasy come true.
Hey, man, guess what?
What's that, Pops?
I met a chick.
Oh, yeah, what kind of chick?
Chick, a real chick.
Yeah.
How old is she?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Man, are you crazy?
No,
listen to me.
Tell me something, man. I sure want to know.
Hey, boy, don't you harm that bird. Don't you dare to try. Start releasing that chicken or you'll get a licking.
That chick's too young to fry.
Hey, boy, better take my word. Here's the reason why. Beat her steady till she gets ready.
That chick's too young to fry.
Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll go up a better juice.
Hey, boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready.
do, yeah.
Put her down, put her down, boy. Hey, little girl. Come here. How old are you? Get away from here. Too young to fry. Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better use. Hey, boy.
There'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for frying, so stop your crying.
That chick's too young to fry. That chick's too young to fry.
They're the Eager Beavers, and they can't wait to show you how it's done.
We've made it to the top, but we started at the bottom.
We work our tails off all night long.
I've got all the business I can handle since I learned to use my head.
Eager Beavers, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Before it's too late, trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love. That you and her, my stars above. And she's looking mighty good. Just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go. But you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell you, old mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the day for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jail bait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 young ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't going to bother young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Let's see if the mic works this time.
Yeah.
Yahoo. Whether it was jailbait, jungle set, we brought back Andre Williams' jailbait after a 12-month and 2-week moratorium.
He's been on vacation for a while, hasn't he?
Well, we got so many requests the first, like, year of the show. I just didn't want to hear that song again.
2 years, yeah.
But, okay, that was Andre Williams' jailbait. Patience and prudence, we can't sing rhythm and blues.
Putting their money where their mouth is.
Yeah, the prison air is that chick's too young to fry. Clyde Stacey's so young, we opened up with Roosevelt Sykes. She's jailbait. Getting back to today's theme, you shouldn't have done it. People just open their mouths when they shouldn't. A murderer who had worked out a plea bargain with a judge. He was convicted of killing a mother of 8 back in 1986. He worked out a plea bargain that would have sent him to prison for 30 years to life. And he would have been eligible. He would have been eligible for parole in like 10 years or something like that.
His other choice was to die by lethal injection, right?
Right. Yeah. So, he went into the courtroom and told the judge exactly what he thought of him, a tirade filled with four-letter words that caused the prosecutor to withdraw the plea bargain deal. And the prisoner, what's his name, Frank Pennington, was led away and sentenced to die of lethal injection. So there you go, Frank Pennington. You shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have murdered the mother of 8, and you shouldn't have shot your mouth off.
Call the judge a cucumber sucker. Die by lethal injection. It's the law.
And once again, if you're going to go to that Pussy Willow's Vacant Lot show, it does begin really early, like 9:30 for
take
the first
your nap,
band.
Man.
Yeah. So it's like sort of like one of those before you go out things to do.
It's
like
it's considered an hors d'oeuvre.
Post dinner show.
Yeah. Before wandering up and down Avenue A like the psycho that you are.
Yeah. Woman in Mount Clemens, Michigan has been ordered to pay $2,800 for damaging her husband's collection of Frank Sinatra records. Barbara Mosner, 41, of Shelby Township, was so embittered by her divorce that she damaged her husband Arthur's 400 record collection by drawing mustaches and glasses on pictures of old Blue Eyes. To be perfectly honest, he was never one of my favorites, she said.
Well, if it had happened in Hoboken, I think she would have had to have died by lethal injection as well.
Yeah. How about this? A woman dancing in the street was struck and killed by a car. Calling all around. Ah! Rosanna Escalante.
Don't forget the Motor City.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Queens. Queens, New York. All right. This is WFMU East Orange. If I didn't say that, let's, my favorite part of the show, playing all the leftovers that didn't fit in anywhere else. And
steaming towards the iceberg,
yeah,
folks.
Send this one out.
In this case, I think we're scraping ourselves off the iceberg.
Well, but we do have been driving around with the top down, first time of the year, so this is for us.
Well, I got my top down,
She will always be around. Though she wiggle when she walks, and she calls baby call. And when the moon up in the sky, I see the twinkles in her eyes. Well, I know I'll always love her so, and I know that I will never let her go.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Big fat of mama, you don't move me no more. Well, I told you I love you. Well, I don't care, baby. You don't move me no more. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. Ooh, big fat mama. Well, a big fat mama. You don't move me no more. No more. Well, big and then bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, big and then bleeding. You can come back to me. Well, I don't care, baby. I won't wanna be free. Well, a big fat mama. Woo, big fat mama. Yeah, big fat mama.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Back in the jungle.
What was all that noise? That was Maddox Brothers, The Death of Rock and Roll. Ronnie Moline.
They called it.
Fat Mama. Herbie Duncan, Hot Lips Baby. J.L. Smith, I Got My Top Down. We can get in a last-minute Laurie S. clothing update. I thought she'd be up in the record library the whole time. But
how about it?
Bill Brooch, would you like to do the honors?
Well, as usual, it's the Stuart Boots. And then in honor of this warm weather, I guess, the happening 70s styley cutoffs, the ubiquitous armadillo belt, Technicolor Dreamcoat Reject Vest, a turquoise tube top, and a hat that Lori herself confessed she didn't know what it said on it because she'd forgotten. It does, in fact, say Keystone Valve Houston. So, folks, there you have it.
Thank you, Obruch.
You're welcome. It was easy.
All right, well...
She's not yet wearing the spaghetti that's in her lap.
You got a... No special guest today, huh?
No guests.
No runs, no hits, no errors.
Well, next week we come back and we ask you for money, unfortunately. We have Wild Girl with us next week.
So you can just sort of ball it up and throw it at us.
Obruch, she'll be up in Canuvia, huh?
Yeah.
Well...
Oh, pitiful me. Yeah, but I'll be back to, you know...
The week
whine
after.
And cry and beg along with you in 2 weeks.
So get your checkbooks ready, everybody.
Make sure those pens got ink.
Yeah, and, you know, get us some dough. I'd like to thank, you know, Brian Red Guy, Roscoe the Vibe Meister, Miss Sally Ilbruch. Anybody else we forgot to mention? No.
Ken for the late inning hardware update.
Yeah, really. And Laureus is up next, WFMU East Orange. One last request out of the way.
Contents check. In them you'll find 145 caliber automatic, 2 boxes of ammunition, 4 days concentrated emergency rations, 1 drug issue containing antibiotics, morphine, vitamin pills, pep pills, sleeping pills, tranquilizer pills, 1 miniature combination Russian phrase book and Bible. $100 in rubles, $100 in gold, 9 packs of chewing gum, 1 issue of prophylactic, 3 lipsticks, 3 pair of nylon stockings. Shoot, a fella could have a pretty good weekend in Vegas with all that stuff.
Before we head into battle, we check our survival kit, too. It contains one item. You, the listener. Join us for the mother of all marathons, beginning Monday, April 8th, 1991. This time, it's for keeps.